This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We love our children. Very unlikely. These are the exceptions to the rule. Right? Majority of the women disobey Allah because of children. True or false? Especially when you really love them. Sometimes may Allah forgive the children, and may Allah forgive the parents. The children actually abuse this love. Abuse this love. Now you prefer that child over Allah, you will suffer from this child. And examples I have seen, true, with my own eyes, one of my teachers, her daughter was getting married. There in Saudi, usually, the weddings are all a woman only, and the husband-to-be or the groom doesn't come. So the woman usually dress. She told her daughter. The daughter really wanted her husband to come. So they do, you know, the zaffa, like when the groom and the bride comes in, you know, it's a moment of happiness and joy. She told her daughter, this is not pleasing to Allah, because all these women sitting, right, they are not his mahram. There's young, there is old, you know. If you want to do that, look at this. If you want to do that, do it. I'm not coming. And she did not go. This is, the woman still living. It's not like Sahaba. Honestly, she's still. I just saw her when I was there 2 months ago. When you put Allah, I'm just sharing a story, I know. But in general, anything you put above Allah, you take off your hijab, or you don't wear your hijab because you're worried they will not hire you or they will fire you. That job, you will suffer in it. Even by two, not necessarily, because we think of suffer always in a negative way. No. The job will be the best and you will be paid the best, but you will be so attached to the job that's taking your life. That's torture. Versus if I said, you know what? I'm coming with hijab. You want to fire me? Fire me, because the risk has come from Allah. Done. And if they fired you, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put my risk somewhere else. So al-qalb al-saleem, the true heart, is the heart that is dependent fully, completely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, most of you know, I came from Gaza 2 weeks ago. I stayed the last 10 nights of Ramadan there. Have I seen this? By Allah, I did. It's amazing. Women, children, I don't call them children. I do not call 11-year-old, the one I saw, only 12 with 13 are children. They're not children. They're grown-up men in the body of a child. Well, a woman looked at me in my eyes. I interviewed her. And she said, I never lived for this dunya. She had a whole life in the north. And I said, and she was telling me her story. I mean, the story. And I said, how did you live it? Honestly, her husband and son, older son, they took them. She has no idea where are they. And then she walked 10 kilos from the north down to the middle with no food, with an 11-year-old boy with her, and all the soldiers, all the way, she said, they are up, and we are walking next to the sea, and they are all up with no shoes. And this was cold, this was in December. And at one point, I was like, what am I going to say? Well, what am I going to ask? And then she came, now they are very happy, they're living in a tent. The tent is, please forgive me, the size of the bathroom, average bathroom of this country. I'm not talking about big bathrooms. And at one point, I said, teach me, tell me, what keeps you going? This is what she said. And I have it. It's actually on social media. We just translated. She said, I always lived for the Akhirah. We're talking about 37, 38-year-old. She's not 40. I always lived for the akhirah. The only thing I want to live in halal. I want to raise my children in halal. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm working for that. She looked at me in the eyes. And she said, and she doesn't know me. She said, I see Quran on your face. She doesn't know me. I'll see you in Jannah. Billah. It's amazing. And I was like, Ameen. She's like, I'm not going to say no, right? Maybe you saw something I'm not seeing. But the idea is the focus. This woman, لا أزكيها الله, I don't even know her name now. I don't even remember her name. But she told me all her story. What is the difference between this woman and me and any one of us? The focus. The focus. Focus on Akhirah. She said, look at me. This is how we sleep and walk every single day. You know, you have seen the pictures. They dress. And I didn't even say why. She immediately said, so if I die covered. Die covered. They're worried about their death covered. So don't ask me about how she lived. That's, and again, I'm not going to say she's al-qalb al-salim. I don't know the woman, la uzakiya ala Allah. But that's what I heard. This is what we need. All of us, alhamdulillah, where are we living? What Allah gave us. Enough is this. Enough is this. Right? Some of you are feeling hot. Right? Let's go to Gaza. No electricity for 6 months. At all. Dark in the night. Except the hospital. All these ni'am, all these blessings Allah gave us. And then, أَعْبُدُ غَيْرَهُ, I worship other than him. And he said it, subhanAllah. He said it in a hadith Qudsi, أَرْزُقُ, no, أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِ, I create and someone else is worshipped. And not only create me and you, create. Create. كل هذا خلق الله. Everything around us is the creation of Allah. I create and they worship other than me. وأرزق ويشكر غيري. And I give sustenance and they give thanks to someone else. You know, like as a physician, patients comes to me and I know they don't mean it, but it comes out. Wallahi ya doctor, if it wasn't for you, I will never have had a baby. And I was like, don't say it. Say, if it wasn't for Allah who brought me to you and put barakah in whatever I did, you will never have got pregnant. Do you get the point? أرزق ويشكر غيري. The meaning of it, I'm not remembering it very well, but the meaning in English is their sins comes up to me and all my goodness comes down to them. Oh, everything he sent me. And I'm too tired to pray Isha. And I just can't get up. It's Sunday. I can't get up for Fajr. Come on. Fajr is 5 o'clock. What are you telling me? It's Sunday. But he gave me the bed. And the temperature. And the peace. And whatever else you have. And I just can't. If he was not Rahim, this is how I reflect on the names of Allah. If he wasn't really merciful, wallahi, none of us, please forgive me, but none of us deserve a sip of this, right? From being ungrateful. And we say, alhamdulillah, really, yeah, we say it, but how much we mean it? Alhamdulillah, how are you doing? Alhamdulillah, let alone good, let alone don't ask me. And I look and I say, what is going on? You have a breakfast, right? You have a home, right? You have a school to go to, right? You're healthy, right? What is the issue? I'm nervous, I have an exam tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, you have an exam tomorrow. That means you have school. That means you have feelings and you have brain. So turn, again, I don't want to overwhelm you, but the sound heart is a very tough subject. But we need to learn it, because that's how I will change. If I think I'm fine, and you're fine, and what's wrong with me, then I'm going to say, Ya Rabbi, please show her what is wrong with her. Ya Allah, please show me what is wrong with me. Because once I know my issues, let alone when someone comes and say this to you, and we get very upset, you should thank them. Someone look at you and says, you know what? Please forgive me, but I'm going to say it. And I say, what is this? Your hijab is not the best. You get so upset that 99.9% of the people are scared to say a word. Let alone if they come and tell you your daughter, ooh, or your son, or if your husband said something. That's a different story. Anytime someone say a negative thing about you, think of it completely opposite. Allah made her or him speak. True or false? And Allah make you or made you hear it. True or false? The next question, what do you want me to do? Now your qalb is sareen. You didn't see the person. You didn't see why. You didn't see yourself or myself. I saw Allah sending me a signal. The question has to go directly to him. What do you want me to do, Ya Rabbi? Or I got very upset. We're human. We're not angel. Ya Allah, I got very upset. I need you to change this feeling in me. Your qalb is sareen. Don't think your qalb is sareen has no feelings. You're human. But the way you fashion and mold your feelings, it depends how much and what is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, I saw this in Gaza, the way they speak. I saw a 24-year-old man. They took me to see him. They said, Doctora, you speak Arabic. You're probably going to be very happy to see somebody, a physician, speaking Arabic coming from America. I said, sure. The man, 24-year-old. I can imagine how handsome this man was. But now he's very emaciated. You see the bones. Right? If it's for the bones, it's okay. Lost his two legs up from the hip. And this right hand gone. Only the left. Wallahi, I went and I spoke with him personally. And I just couldn't record this for many reasons. And nothing I heard from this man except two things. One is a big smile. The second one, alhamdulillah. 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 Qalb al-Salim. Those people, their focus is not, when is the iPhone 15 is going to come? Or when is the new homes? And I live in a very good home, but when is the new home? Or, you know, please forgive me, but the dunya focus, I call it dunya focus. I'm not saying don't live your dunya, but don't make it your focus. As he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma ja'al al-dunya fi aydina, wa la taj'al al-dunya fi qulubina. Ya Allah, give me this dunya. I want to be rich. I want to be educated. I want to be strong. I want to have power. Why? Because al-mu'min al-qawi khayru min al-mu'min al-da'i. Khayru wa ahabu min al-mu'min al-da'i. The strong believer is more beloved and better in the sight of Allah than the other one. The other believer. But I don't want to be attached. Now back to Qalb al-Salim. I don't want to be attached to it. If I have it, alhamdulillah. If it goes away, alhamdulillah. Let alone, I will give it willingly for the sake of Allah. So I hope, I think I gave you enough. I can see your faces, all of you. But we need to learn that. We Muslims will not change unless we learn the real knowledge about the heart and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what changed them. When they believed in Allah, they did not believe, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and I say it like a bird. They practiced, I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. I bear witness, nothing in my heart but Allah. And every action, you read the seerah, many of you have listened to it or read it or studied it. You see it in their actions. In their actions, Allah is number one. Allah is number one. It's painful to live this way, to be very honest with you, especially in the beginning, because you're going to be one between thousand. You're going to be the abnorm. You're going to be the people who will point, oh, she's crazy. Oh, look what she's doing. You know what? I am so happy to be crazy in this dunya than being crazy there. I am so happy to be 1% here than being the 1% and the last person to enter Jannah. It's all perspective. And it's all the way you look at things and think. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dua. Allahumma tahhir qalbi mimma siwak. Ya Allah, purify my heart from anything but you. Now you understood this dua. Meaning I have everything in me. I have it. But it's not in my heart. They're not living in my heart. My heart has one address. One Allah. Not many. And has one person lives there. And it's not a person. It's him, subhanahu.